Sermons are great, but sometimes it's nice to move from the pulpit to a conversation around the kitchen table. This is Ask Pastor John with pastor and author John Piper. Down through history, the Christian church has developed creeds or statements of faith to clearly present what we believe. And yet today, many people don't like creeds. John, what do you think about the place of creeds in the church today?
I think they have a really important place, perhaps not the place that causes people to have misgivings. I'm not sure where all the opposition is coming from, but not as a replacement of the Bible and not in equal authority with the Bible, but as faithful expressions of the Bible. And here's why I think we need faithful expressions of the Bible that are written for our generation and that are preserved from other generations. I'm studying right now the battle surrounding the deity of Christ in the 3rd and 4th century with Athanasius and his heretical opponent, Arius. And what I'm learning is using biblical language was a huge tactic of those who were departing from biblical truth. Using biblical language. So that means that to say I'm a Bible-only person might just mean you're a heretic. In other words, you can use biblical texts to justify false things. So how do you avoid that? Well, the community of faith comes together, argues through to what the Bible really does mean, not what a heretic says it means, and then they crystallize it in a few statements so that people can say, well, do you believe this about the Bible? Because if a person comes along and says, I'm a Bible-only person, don't ask me to sign off on any affirmation of faith, don't ask me to ascribe to any creed, you don't know what they believe. They might not believe Jesus is divine because they can quote you some verse out of context that says he's a creature. So I think we need creeds or affirmations of faith to just discern, how are people reading the Bible? Are they reading error into the Bible, or are they drawing truth out of the Bible? But to say, well, let's just get rid of all creeds and just have the Bible, is to simply say we're going to allow loosey-goosey thinking about anything in the Bible, and we won't require that anybody say, I believe this or that about Jesus or about the cross or about salvation or about the Holy Spirit or about the second coming. As long as they say, I'm a Bible person, I just believe what's in the Bible, we don't know what they believe. We need statements that say, do you see this in the Bible? Christ is God. Christ died for our sins. Without him, we perish and go to everlasting torment. There are people who reject all those things who say they're Bible people.
Thanks for joining us for Ask Pastor John. You might also enjoy our teaching program. Look for it on the front page at desiringgod.org. In 25 minutes or a little less, John Piper unpacks God's Word in his own unique, God-intoxicated style. Look for it at desiringgod.org. And check out our resource library, www.desiringgod.org.